The biggest manufacturer of American flags in the country is located here in Wisconsin, Eater Flag in Oak Creek. A new documentary from National Geographic delves into the lives of the people who work there, many of whom are immigrants and refugees. Here's one of the company's managers talking about the employees there.
We have employees from all over the world.
A lot of my employees been through a lot. Maida lost everything in Puerto Rico in hurricane. Yvonne fled her country pregnant and then spent years in refugee camps in Tanzania. Milenko came from Bosnia. He was prisoner of war there. Then we have Ali, who fled Iraq with young family.
Cynthia Wade is an Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. Her latest film is the National Geographic documentary, The Flag Makers. Cynthia's co-director. It debuts today on Disney Plus, and today it advanced to the shortlist for the Academy Awards for Short Documentary. Cynthia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the documentary, congratulations on the news. Exciting to be in that shortlist for the Oscars.
It's super exciting. There are 15 films in this category, the short documentary category, and we're one of the 15, and it's really a thrilling day. It's also been released on Disney Plus today, so It's been a big day for the film.
Definitely. Now, Eater Flag, a big name in the American flag-making business, but not necessarily a household name for everyone. What led you there to make a documentary about the business, but mainly about the people who work there?
It really came from a discussion that I had with my co-director, Sharon Leese. We are filmmakers, independent filmmakers, and we often make our own films, but sometimes we band together and decide to make a film together. And so 3 years ago, we were having a conversation about our increasing discomfort of how we both felt that the American flag had been co-opted by a very narrow, specific political group. And I was just feeling like this is my country. I love the flag. I always loved the 4th of July. Why do I feel like somehow it only represents a very certain narrow political set of beliefs? And why do I feel that way? So it came from that curiosity. Ultimately, we found Eater Flag. And then when we realized it was primarily staffed by immigrants and refugees from around the world, we thought, well, that would make a really interesting film to kind of explore that. And we got access. The Flag Factory gave us access.
And we got a taste of kind of the diversity of the staff there from Radica, the sewing manager, originally from Serbia. Tell us a little more about the variety of people you met at Eater Flag.
Yeah, I mean, Eater Flag is extraordinary. There are nearly 200 employees, and they come literally from all around the globe. There are more than a dozen languages that are spoken at Eater Flag, and it really is an example of the best of our country, the best of our democracy. Even if the flag makers themselves they don't speak the same language, they find a commonality and they find a way to work together. Even just seeing them in the lunchroom where they're unfolding these amazing home cooked lunches where you see Moroccan stew and you see things from Bosnia and Serbia and Croatia and, you know, Puerto Rico, et cetera, et cetera. It's really remarkable to see. And so we just thought this would be such a good visual representation of what the best of our country can be, all in the walls of this flag factory.
And I got to say, Cynthia, if this had been a sitcom or a TV drama, and there'd been this cast of characters with such diverse backgrounds and unique and compelling stories, I wouldn't have bought it. I wouldn't have thought it was really plausible. But this is real. This is what you actually saw there.
Yeah, and what's really exciting about it is that the documentary has been optioned to be developed to be the genesis of a Broadway musical.
Wow.
Which can take years. That might take 10 years or more, but in the vein of Come From Away on Broadway, a producer approached me and said, I think this could actually make a really spectacular musical. And I hadn't thought of it because I'm a documentary filmmaker, but then I thought, oh, you are right. So it's possible that this will live on in another form, in the theatrical musical form.
Now, the workers here are making flags and flagpoles, and it came through in this half-hour documentary, different attitudes, different thoughts about what the flag meant to the people who work there. Can you give us some of the different perspectives that you saw?
Yes. The film is opens with Radhika, our sewing manager, the sewing manager, who fled. She fled Bosnia in the 90s. Her home was bombed. Her country was on the verge of war. And she fled to the United States with her husband and small child. And over the past nearly 30 years, built this really beautiful life for herself. Nice house in the suburbs, big flagpole in front. And she says, America gave me a lot, and I feel like I gave America my best. And so the film starts reflecting on various flag makers' experience of America and of the flag from the perspective of refugees and immigrants. But it also profiles Midwestern born and bred flag makers like Sugar Ray, who is the production manager, who is a Black man in Milwaukee, who is in charge of getting all of the flags out, packaged, all the flagpoles out, and yet has very conflicted feelings about the flag because there's so much inequality still in this country. And what we wanted to do is not make a simplistic story. We really wanted to be able to sit with each flag maker's story and sort of be steeped in through their eyes, their feelings about this country and about the flag, and build a much more sort of nuanced view of all of the many feelings around the flag.
And one thing very striking, I wanted to ask you kind of what it was like behind the scenes. Your cameras are there as some of the staff are watching the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, where flags and flagpoles are being waved, in some cases used as weapons. How was the staff who may have made those flags and flagpoles? Yeah. What were they saying to you at that time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the beginning when we started this film, to me, it was like an emotional feeling. Like, why does it feel like the flag sometimes being, sort of put out there? It's like either you're with us or against us. You should always stand. Like these very sort of monolithic, very strong, either you're with me or you're against me kind of views. And I thought, well, can't I feel mixed, like love this country, but also be heartbroken over some of these things that have happened in this country? And so it was that sort of gray area, but it was this emotional feeling. On January 6th, it was very physical. It was physical, like the flags were literally being used as weapons. And the flag makers are making these flags with such care and such love and such hope. So to see them, the flags being used as literal weapons, it was sort of an embodiment of the way that I had felt when we started the film.
And they, some of the staff there talk about, you know, they feel like there's a little bit of them, their soul that goes into their products, these American flags and flagpoles. Could you talk about this diverse group of people and the commitment they had to this thing they were making?
Yes. Radhika says, you know, every thought that a flag maker is thinking, all the feelings that they're thinking on that day, that literally they it's like their thoughts and their feelings are going into the threads of that flag, that they are literally the threads of our country, which is such a beautiful statement. And later she says, I love this country, but you don't love something because it's perfect. You love something because it's yours, which I loved that statement because it was I think it's quite poetic. I think it's true. We can love this country and still want to make it even better, and still want to make it even sort of a more perfect union.
Cynthia, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Cynthia Wade, Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. She talked to us about her latest film she co-directed. It's the National Geographic documentary, The Flag Makers. It debuts today on Disney+. And as we heard earlier, the announcement came out today. It is shortlisted for the Academy Awards this year.